True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Definitely looking forward to getting back to city. How are they going? Well, from the last time you saw me, I've lost probably 50 plus pounds. So the last old timers day, I was filling out the uniform. So this year, hopefully I come back in a little bit better shape, and I'm excited to get back out with the guys.
Have you been following what RA is doing on social media right now in order to get ready for the alumni game?
Yeah, I mean, I have been following. I am actually really nervous. I have no one who can replicate knuckleballs. So let's see. Let's see if it's like riding a bike like everybody tells me it is. But it should be exciting to get back behind the plate with RA again.
What is your relationship like with RA? I mean, you guys seem like you kind of go tandem with each other. But, you know, what is that relationship like?
Sure. We spent a lot of years together. Obviously, our time with the Mets, and then our time in Toronto together. I will say, when we were playing, it is so much. Obviously, we're friendly, but it's much of business, right? It's work. It's show up, get your work done, be prepared. And then when you now stepping outside of playing at the event that the Mets hosted back in January, like kind of like the winter warm-up type thing, RA and I did a panel together, and just wonderful, like reminiscing times and good laughs, good stories. And now you sit back and think of those good days together.
Did your relationship in terms of a battery, was that organic, or how did that come to be?
Yeah, I'll call it like kind of like forced organic actually. In 2010 was when I first met RA. And he was going to be in Buffalo. They told me I was going to be optioned to Buffalo and that there was going to be a knuckleballer there. And I said, let me just learn how to catch him. So that relationship started at a very, very, we saw what happened in 2012, right? With the amazing Cy Young year, but the work that went into it leading up to getting to that point for not even just for RA, but even for myself, the relationship was building and understanding what he likes to do, because he was unique. He threw a very hard knuckleball in addition to like multiple other pitches, right? Like he had a sinker, he had a cutter, he would throw a changeup. Understanding when and being comfortable with that was important for me to like know. And those were the moments that battery really started. We really started kind of gelling. I would say, frankly, probably 2011.
You mentioned 2012, obviously amazing season for RA, but also Johan's no-hitter. We talked with Mike Baxter the other day about, you know, what that day means to him and obviously the impact it had on his career. But what about for you? What is that day? What do you remember most?
Well, I mean, it's a day that nobody can take away from you. Being part of history, being part of a no-hitter or a perfect game in itself is very, very special. But being part of like the history of the New York Mets and what it meant to the organization, frankly, I mean, I'm a Mets fan through and through, right? Not only for the opportunity, but just like being part of the history and ingrained. I mean, all three of my children are also diehard Mets fans. I mean, go to bed watching Mets games, wake up to find out what happened. And it's the person, the personal touch and the personal feel that you know, myself or dad being part of it was something special. I mean, what I remember from the game is a number of things. Obviously, the Baxter catch, that was the moment, right? But I do just I remember catching the last pitch and like making sure that the home plate umpire Gary Soderstrom knew I had the ball and that there was no questions asked. It was he was out no matter what. And coming off the field, having no clue that that was the first ever no-hitter in Mets history was absolutely mind-blowing to me. I mean, when Jay Horowitz told me that, he said, "Congratulations, this is the first no-hitter ever in the history of the New York Mets." I laughed. I said, "Dude, you're full of it. Like, think of the historic guys that have come through here, and for us to like be part of that in 2012."
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.